First, they're not love bites. I know they look like love bites, but they're not love bites. It's not some kind of strange rash that's going around the Olympic Village. These big red circles on the skin of some of the Olympic athletes are caused actually by an alternative therapy called cupping. Now, you might have heard about cupping over the last few days. It's nothing to do with your morning brew. It's a sort of form of acupuncture. So what they do is they light a flammable liquid in a glass cup, bit like a jam jar, and they apply it to the skin.
And apparently this is a good thing. The likes of the champion swimmer Michael Phelps swear by it. BBC Radio Nottingham's Hayley Compton isn't an Olympian, but is trying it out this morning. Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning. Yes, on the, hidden away on the Victoria Embankment is the Riverside Natural Health Centre, and that's where I am this morning. And as you walk in, the smell of incense hits you, and in one of the massage rooms are pictures of the human body showing the spinal nervous system, the muscular system and the skeletal system. And with me is member of the British Acupuncture Council and therapist, Nigel Shipstone. Nigel, how long have you been doing this type of therapy?
I've been doing this about 7 years.
And how popular is it?
Well, it's not something people know a lot about. So it's great that the, you know, the Olympics has highlighted the cupping is a good thing, is a helpful thing.
And what have we got on the table in front of us
here? We've got various sizes of what we call vacuum cups. So they're glass bowls with rubber balls on top that I squeeze the rubber ball, create the vacuum, and then put the glass cup on the skin.
I'm grateful to hear that we're not going to do anything flammable this morning.
No. Yeah, there is a technique called fire cupping where you burn something inside the glass cup to create the vacuum. But a lot of cups, you can use these, we've got rubber balls on to create the vacuum, or they have a trigger and a valve to create the vacuum.
Now, we've seen all of the Olympic athletes with these big red round circles on their body. Yeah. How dangerous is it?
It's not dangerous at all. If you see someone who is obviously experienced and qualified, you know, members of the British Acupuncture Council, you know, do a full-time three-year course in acupuncture, which includes learning how to do cupping. So as long as you see someone who is properly qualified.
And what is it for?
It's great for, it basically, the suction of the cups on the skin increases circulation to that area. So where you see the dark circles, they're the sort of, it's almost like created a mini trauma, which can kickstart the immune system to repair the muscle and the skin in that area. But it's basically very good for increasing the blood circulation for repair. So obviously all these athletes are doing things to the limit of their ability to cope. And so they've constantly got to be repairing and recovering their bodies. So at cupping increases the effectiveness of that, the speed at which they can do that.
It almost sounds a little bit frightening. It sounds a little bit like bloodletting.
Well, bloodletting, there's a place for bloodletting as well. I mean, and bloodletting is part of Chinese medicine as well, but obviously we're not going to do that. But cupping is actually a very relaxing and effective treatment for aches and pains. Even if people can't sleep very well, it's great to help people relax that muscle tension that they can have.
And what's the success rate with cupping?
Cupping, you will need a few treatments, but you get the sort of relaxation straight away, the relaxation benefit. You'll get better sleep straight away. If you're recovering from something like a frozen shoulder and you have cupping around that area, then that might take, say, 3-4 sessions.
Now, this room almost looks slightly like a doctor's surgery. The way that you're dressed is you've got a shirt on and some smart trousers. You've even put your tie on for us this morning.
Yeah.
That's not how I pictured an alternative therapist. Why is that?
Well, alternative therapists, well, people like acupuncturists like myself, you know, we do a full-time three-year course, and we are a member of a professional body. You know, we are serious. We have to follow hygiene standards. We have to be licensed by the local council, the premises, and as practitioners. So we are serious therapists.
Are there other people that are able to do cupping that might not be as serious as you?
Well, cupping is something that's done sort of throughout the world. It's Eastern Europe. It was first done by the ancient Egyptians, thousands of years ago. It's something that's part of folk medicine. So people traditionally have used it, in the villages and, locally. So,
well, Nigel, I'm ready to be cupped. I'm hoping that I'm not going to fall asleep because you said that it's going to help my sleep straight away. But you can catch up with me later when Nigel will be giving me the same treatment as some superstars and sports champions. But I think the similarity might stop there.
You never know where it might lead, though, Hayley. Get the treatment, then you'll be here. Olympics and wherever it is in next. You'll be doing something. I don't know what. Olympic handstands, maybe.